Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice one out there. Beautiful day on your Monday. Beautiful day tomorrow. Really a great couple of days here. Weekend, you know, weekend. I thought it was going to be nicer, got to say, over the weekend. But still, we got today. It'll be a nice one out there. Perfect weather for doing anything outside. Maybe take the day off of work. Whatever you need to do to get out there. If you were listening to WBEN throughout the morning, you heard a lot about the reassessment in Amherst, and you might have got your notice over the weekend for your new assessed value of your home. You might be getting it today or in the next couple of days, supposed to be out this week. And I kind of want to hear from people on this, not just in Amherst, too, on all sides of this, of what goes through your head when reassessment comes up, because it can be very confusing. You heard Brian Culpa throughout the morning. He spoke with you yesterday on Hardline Joe, all about reassessment. You heard Peter Hunt just now, a couple of minutes ago, joining us on WBEN this morning to talk about what the actual impact could be for people. What are you thinking about this? If you live in Amherst, if you've gotten the notice in the mail, let us know, 803-0930. If you are in a community that's been reassessed, if you've gone through this process before, I believe it's Cheektowaga just a few years ago underwent a big reassessment to 100%. A lot of other communities doing the same thing. If you've been through it before, what have you noticed different after the fact? What's been the impact overall? Because depending on who you listen to, right, you get a whole bunch of different things. I'll never understand how every morning I can look at, you know, there's some guy behind a computer who can run 1,000 simulations of, like, the hockey season, right, and come up with, all right, the Buffalo Sabres have a 2% chance to make the playoffs, right, after I've run a million simulations, figured out the exact outcome of every of the last 200 games in the season, and this is what we come out with. Yet, anytime you, well, how will my taxes be affected with reassessment? The answer is always, oh, you know, we don't know yet. Right? It depends on a number of things. We don't know yet. When I hear we don't know yet, it always, you know, to me, if it was definitely staying the same or going down, I think you'd hear that.
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't really hear, I don't know yet. You know, it's too early to tell. It depends on all these other things.
Right, you can have an idea, like you said.
It depends on all these other things. Well, can somebody in the office back there, like, run through the numbers on these other things and tell me exactly what happens? When I get that notice in the mail, it is tailored to me because it has my home's reassessed value on it. Can I get also tailored to me a version of my tax bill, a version of my rebate, a version of everything to see how much money I'm going to have to be shelling out extra? Let's go. Have you been through it before? What happened to you? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. And I don't know, Joe. I come to it from, like, it irks me. I think one of the things that irks me about it, and one of the reasons it gets on people's, you know, it gets to people's heads a lot, is because dealing with the value of your home, when people start talking about the value of your home, I don't know. I just want to, like, grab him by the shirt and, like, shake him up a bit, because it doesn't matter after a certain, the value of your home matters. This is my world, right? Now, it matters in a lot of different ways. It's going to matter to the taxes you pay, to how much, right? But in terms of the way that you hear it talked about a lot, like, I'm willing to bet for a lot of people, it doesn't matter. And I asked Peter Hunt about this, because you bought the home. The value of your home matters when you bought your home. You bought the home because of its value, of its affordability to you at that moment in time, what you believed you'd be paying in taxes, how much the home costs, how much your mortgage payment would be, all these things that mattered then. But especially over the last 4 years, you hear this all the time because of the housing values have just gone up throughout the region for the most part. If you're planning to live there, though, it's kind of meaningless, right? Oh, my home's now worth all this money. I mean, you know, maybe you're redoing the kitchen, you're taking out some home equity loan, you get it reassessed yourself, and then it'll matter a little bit. But to most people, it doesn't. We don't treat our homes like it's a stock. And you don't, it's not like you, to cash in on that, are doing like a click on E-Trade. No, like if you wanted to cash in on that, you're saying goodbye to your neighbors, you're moving all your stuff, you have to find a new home. Like, it's just, it doesn't work that way. Like, we're not real estate traders. We're people living in our houses.
Yeah. Like, oh, hey, it's the reassessment says this house is worth so much more. Pack the bags. We got to go now. We got to take advantage of this. No, the reassessment's more for the town. It's more for the county, right, where they can, oh, we can tax you more.
But, you know, and somebody on the tax board already is like, oh, kind of like if the bills are doing well, they should raise ticket prices. And no, no, I don't see it at all like that, because it's it doesn't mean your home value could go up a lot without a big impact on your day-to-day life. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it means you have an asset now that's worth much more than what you paid for it. That's great.
But if you're not planning to move for 30 years.
But it's also the place where you live,
yeah,
right? It's not a tradable asset the way that so many other things are. You know, that a classic car might be, that, you know, a hockey card, you name it. It's the place where you live. In order to cash in on that, you have to move, something that you're probably not planning on doing. So that's why it always bugs me when people talk about, oh, your home value is, you know, great. But maybe I have it all wrong. Like, maybe you've seen in the last 4 years with these home values going up, 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 up. Has anyone out there gotten like an offer they can't refuse because of it? Like, has anyone out there really capitalized in some way on these home values to where you hear about a reassessment being done someplace and saying, well, yeah, it makes sense because I've really seen the benefit of my value going way up. And that's kind of what I want to hear from too. Well, let me know.
And Brian, obviously I'm not in that position. However, I mean, I could see that if you feel this is the highest value my house is going to be worth, right? And this might be the one time I'm able to get this value for my house. Maybe there is someone in that position where I don't know if I can risk not taking advantage of this.
You're not risking it though. Show me, except for when you have a huge crash, 2008, which prices then rebounded. Yeah. If you're living in your home, you know, if your mortgage is underwater and you're running into all those sorts of problems, obviously that was not a good thing in 2008. But if you just kind of had your regular house, you didn't really feel the impact of the price going way down, and then the price rebound. You kind of rode it through living in your house. And with the exception of those big blips, like show me in history where, you know, value goes down. It doesn't happen.
No. Right?
Like, it doesn't happen. You're never going to be thinking, I have to do it now.
Not the best way to live by.
Well, I'll have to do it now. Like, I'll never get this value again. And then what do you do?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the second part of it.
But I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say, it's never money, really, that's going to impact. It's more of where you are in life. You know, if you're at a point in life where the kids have moved out, you've been living in this home for a long time, you might be ready to downsize. Maybe you are ready and you have been looking to move to a different neighborhood, to a different a different state, whatever it is. That will impact that decision way more than the value of your home ever would.
True.
You know, maybe it just happens to work out in a certain way, but are you ever likely to do it just because you see a certain number? Again, maybe I'm wrong. You tell me, have you been in a situation where you see that sign down the block a little bit on your street, a house sold, your jaw dropped at the number, and then you rushed out to go list your home on the market? And again, if you've done that, what has the next move been? Has it been to something similar? Or is it because there's a change in your life? The house you've been in for so long isn't the house that you need anymore. 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. Gary in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Gary, good morning. Beautiful morning out there.
Yes, it is. I'm the attorney who forced the town of Cheektowaga through a class action lawsuit to do a reassessment several years ago. Saved over $100 million in assessed value for my clients. They saved about $3 million total tax. Going to 100% assessment doesn't increase anyone's tax. It's all relative. And the equalization rate is not set by the town, it's set by the state. So let me give you a simple example. If the town of Amherst doubled everybody's assessment, everybody's tax bill would be exactly the same. If they cut the assessment for everybody in half, 50%, went down to 50%, everybody's tax bill would be exactly the same. Because you divide the total assessments into the budget to determine the tax rate. So when you double the value of everybody's home, your tax rate gets cut in half. When you cut the value of everybody's home by 50%, your tax rate gets doubled. So the only way your taxes go up is if the town spends more money. It's dependent on the budget, not the assessment. Now, it is true, anytime you do a 100% reassessment, about one-third of the people are going to pay more tax because their relative value is going to go up higher than the other homeowners. And about one-third will pay less tax because their relative value is going to go down. And what that shows you is that about one-third of the homeowners have been overpaying their tax in past years to the benefit of the one-third who were underpaying their tax. Those people who were overpaying their tax in the past years will never be able to collect that money that they overpaid. And those people who underpaid in past years will never have to pay back that money. All the 100% valuation does is equalize it between everybody in the town so that everybody is paying a fair share based on the value of their home. That's the way the New York State tax property tax works. Now, people can argue that shouldn't be done that way, but that's the way the law is. Maybe we should just tax everybody on a per unit basis. Everybody pays the same amount for any property they own. Doesn't matter how much it's worth. But the idea that people will pay more tax simply because there's a revaluation is an absolute incorrect statement.
Gary, thank you for the clarification, or, you know, how that, you worked on this in Cheektowaga. And you mentioned a third, a third, a third. That's used as, you hear that all the time. That's like the general rule. All right, a third stays the same, a third pay more, a third pay less. You said that's what happened in Cheektowaga. When things get jumbled up like this, what is the impact on the people who own the property? Because you're in your home, you're kind of used to the same thing, or maybe you're budgeting for a certain thing, and then everything gets jungled up. If you are now paying a little bit more, if you're in that third of people who are paying more, you can definitely argue the fairness part, that you're kind of making up for the less that you were paying before. But is that forcing some people out of homes?
Well, it may force them out of homes if they cannot afford to pay for it. But you know what? A real estate agent should be explaining that to someone when they buy a home. When someone buys a home, they should say, look, your home's only being assessed at 60% of its value. If this town does a reassessment and your home is worth more relative than your neighbor's, you're going to pay more tax. That's something that should be explained. In fact, I tell you, I'm an advocate that we should have a home buyer's license. You shouldn't be able to buy a home so you can pass a simple true or false question test about real estate taxes, because most people have no concept what it means.
Gary, I wouldn't argue with you right there, and thanks for the call. You could say that for a lot of things. Should we put that before the student loans, too?
Yes.
To fill a quiz before you accept the FAFSA? I mean, some would argue that filling out that long form is a quiz enough that you should understand it after all that stuff, but I don't know. That might make sense.
A very just very layman's term quiz. Like, hey, do you understand that you're paying this back with an interest rate? Yes. Some
yeah,
of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the quiz we need, Joe.
Some are interest-free when you're talking about student loans, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
I think what's tough to handle in Amherst here is, you know, you mentioned the tax rate. The tax rate, just to have this on top of an 11.4% increase is
poor timing.
Where you get people being like, well, hold on a second. It's like my entire budget for the year, it could be upended. Like, I've become accustomed to this, and what did I do? Nothing. You know, what?
My
home's value went up through, because I cut the grass, you know, through no fault of my own, you know, right? And I think that's where people get irked a little bit. Mark in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, this is a topic close to my heart. For years, I've been dealing with it here in the city of Tonawanda. All I can say is that one-third business is horse feathers. Let me tell you, they aren't doing assessments with the idea that they're going to lose anything. It's all directed toward what we can get. We just went through a rebal here. They hired a company to come in, and from what I can see, talking to my neighbors and my own experience, they simply doubled everybody's previous assessment. Now, you have to go and prove to these people why that's inaccurate. Well, they got paid to do a very simple job that high school kids could have been hired to do at a far greater savings to the city, but they don't. They're professional. Now you approach these people, you say all these problems are with the house, they lower a little bit. Now you can take it to the city, and they have a committee that you can go in front of and represent your case. Well, it's in their own best interest to keep it up. So they maintain it. Sorry, rejected. Take it to small claims court if you want. But if you don't get what you want, you're paying for that $25 fee or whatever it is now. The cards are stacked against you in most of these cases. I said it years ago, and I think it's probably the most equitable thing one could do. Assess a property, each individual property, against its square footage. You can't hide it. You're going to put an addition on, you got to get a building permit. You're going to take something off the house, you got to get a building permit. There's a record of the increase or decrease on your property size. And then a flat rate against that. You'll know what you're getting into when you buy the property. As the previous gentleman said, you buy a place and you don't know what's coming and you're unaware. When I bought my house here, my total property taxes were around $1,200. They sure aren't that low now. That wouldn't pay any one of the three. And I anticipated some increase, but not the way they're doing it now. And it never ends. Where did my value come from? How could they double the assessment?
Yeah.
I've done nothing with the property.
Where did my value come from, Mark? That's another thing, and we're kind of up against it. Thanks for the call. We're potentially going through the same thing where I live in North Tonawanda. And to something Mark said there, you know, do you know what you're getting into when you go into it? You know, when I bought my home, our neighbors thought that we were crazy for spending as much as we did on our home. I thought it was a deal compared to everything else across Western New York that was on the market. Our neighbor said, I cannot believe that, you know, you got the home. And then you see over the past, like ever since 2020, it was really like COVID and then just shot things through a cannon in the last 4 years. And you see some of the other home prices in the neighborhood. And, you know, meanwhile, what have we done? You know, we've done some nice things to the inside or whatever. That's fine. But like, what is our? You look at a Google Maps picture of the front of my house from when we bought it to when it's roughly about the same. Yet the value is what? Potentially way more throughout what? And why? Who can say why? Because a pandemic injected money into people who are looking to buy homes at a certain period of time, rose the market value of every home. Again, you know, that's not something that you could necessarily forecast when in a 5-year period you have somebody saying, it's crazy you spent this much on a home and that number that you're talking about is being dwarfed 4 years later. Like, is that something necessarily foreseen in a given neighborhood? I don't think so.
No.
803-093, have you been through it before? What happened to you? And what is your home's value mean to you outside of the taxes? Have you ever, you know, capitalized on it? Or is it just, well, it's a number there. It doesn't really matter. This is where I live. It's where I'm going to live. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Welcome back. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN and talking about the reassessment going on in Amherst and just, well, reassessment. If you've been through the process before, 803-0930, let us know how it went. So what ended up happening to you? And your home's value. You know, for a lot of people, they're going, oh, you know, wow, my home's worth this much. But like, what does that actually mean to you in reality? Right? Because I think for most people, and it could mean a lot, you know, it obviously will mean something on what your tax bill is. It'll mean something if you are, you know, ever looking to take out a loan or anything like that to do something, that means a lot. But in just in terms of your home value, because I don't know, I feel like over the last 4 years, so many people now talk about home values and talk about their home as if it's like some other commodity. As
if they're sitting on it waiting to sell it?
Yeah, like but like that's crazy. Just so unrealistic,
yeah.
To most people where you have your home and you live in it. And, oh, you know, you could tell me tomorrow, hey, your home's worth $300,000.
Please tell me the house next to me is as well, so my taxes aren't going up.
But like, you know, what's my reaction going to be? Like, sweet, cool, that's nice.
So you don't.
I got a deal all those years ago, but I'm not going anywhere. Like, if I sold it, what else am I going to buy? If I don't, and I don't want to do that because I don't feel like moving my stuff.
Moving
and I like
sucks.
Where I live.
Yeah. To be honest, moving. I do think there are people I know who are, you know, either retired or close to retirement age and already thinking about that downsizing. Well, this could be helpful to them, but I mean, that's a very specific example.
It's more where you are in your life that's driving that than home value ever does. Unless I'm wrong, have you gotten an offer that you can't refuse? Has it worked out for you where somebody's come along or you've seen a sign down the street, you couldn't believe it, and you just went and put it on the market? Let us know.
So I know of someone, this is not a reassessment though, who someone literally came up to their house and said, you know, we're moving in the area. We fell in love with your house. We will offer you, you know, and I'm not exaggerating, an offer that would be difficult for any of us to refuse, and literally packed up their house and moved. Now that wasn't a reassessment. That was someone literally saying, we love the location of your house. We love your house. Will this get you out of it? And they moved.
That's amazing. That's like something out of a movie.
It is.
Does that happen to somebody out there?
It happened.
803-093.
I know of one example of someone who it happened to, not locally, but that wasn't a reassessment. That was literally someone who just fell in love driving by, obviously had some money, and made them an offer. But like you said, Brian, I mean, I'm not a house owner. I hate moving as it is. I can't imagine me moving in the next 5 years because it's so stressful. That number would have to be so high, but like you said, where's the proof that it's not just going to go that much higher again in 10 years and 15 years? And if you're there to stay, it'll probably be worth more by the time you're ready to sell.
Yeah. 803-0930, we'll go to the phones. And Mike in Depew, you're on WBEN. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I thought maybe I could share some useful information. I've been through this a couple times, actually more. I own properties in surrounding towns adjacent to Amherst. So in full disclosure, and I'd like to state this up front, there is some fact that would center on the idea that there will be a certain number of people that will not be impacted. That is true, and that must be acknowledged up front. However, that being said, as someone who's been through this, typically what happens is most people will see an increase in their assessment, so count on that. So typically the way it works in the surrounding towns, and I'll give you a couple scenarios because this will directly impact the number of your listeners. First, your assessment is kind of it's a mathematical equation. It's based on what they would call current market value, and then you multiply that by square footage. So it's not just what your house is worth on the market, on the fair market, but it also ensconces what your square footage is. So, you know, a typical house is around maybe 1,800, 1,900 square feet. Then as you start getting into the 2,000 and up to 3,000 square footage, you're now, in essence, in a different tax bracket by virtue of the market and the square footage. Another thing that, and I've been through the hearings where you can contest your assessment, people that undergo that process, you'll find this interesting. Generally, those hearing dates are generally about twice a year in most of the townships. So you can't go in, 52 weeks out of the year and say, I want an assessment hearing. First, there's paperwork that goes along with that, and those hearings typically occur about twice a year. The way I have successfully fought them in the past, and this will be of interest to your listeners, what I did was I took houses that were similar to what I had. I went around and took pictures. And then I went and looked up the square footage. So the houses and the tax rolls, That is open to the public. You can go into any tax assessor's office and ask to see the public record. I want to see what my neighbors are paying for their taxes. So you take pictures of homes that are similar to yours, and then you look in the books to see whether it's in the tax assessor's office or even some libraries actually have those public records. And then you look to see if the pictures of the houses you took have a similar square footage to the house that you currently reside in. And then with those photographs and the square footage information, you appear at the hearing and say, this house looks like mine, the square footage is within 50 feet of mine, why am I paying a $40,000 assessment more than that property? And that's typically how that process works. So that's a little daunting. And in particular, a town the size of Amherst, how they are going to accommodate those hearing requests to me is going to be something truly amazing.
How, and I'm picturing people I know in Amherst, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
How people are going to go about and do what you just described is the amazing part to me, or are not going to do it at all.
Well, it is a chore to be certain, and I've done it, and I have successfully fought and won. But I'd also like to make this point, because this is how this similarly and additionally will impact some of the residents in the town. A lot of people don't know that if you sell a property, so say, for example, your tax assessment is increased, your taxes go up, you know, several thousand dollars a year. If you decide down the road, 2-3 years, to sell your home, obviously homeowners or potential buyers are looking at that tax rate, and that can be frightful to them. But people should also know that whenever you buy a property, irrespective of where you buy it in Western New York, typically, within a year after the purchase of that home, you are subject to another assessment. So what I'm saying is, if you have a substantial increase in your assessment and you decide to sell that home 3 years from now, whoever buys that home is going to be subject to another reassessment, a.k.a. increased taxes.
Well, you just can't escape it. Hey, Mike, thank you for the call this morning. Appreciate the insight. It just gets on the nerves of so many people. And say it were. And here's another part that, in the way it's described, we have had, I don't know how many people speak on this issue this morning.
Yes.
And describe it all in different terms of how exactly it works, of why you will see an increase, of why you won't see an increase, of why you might be paying less, of why this, of why that. And some of the description, what has to do with, the town needs to get up to 100%, or town or, you know, city or wherever you, whatever municipality you live in, needs to get up to 100% assessed value. And that way we are now back in getting, you know, this much money back from the state on your rebates for a homeowner. And that's, you only get this rebate right now. If you're at 100% assessed value, you get that rebate. And then it always bothers me that you have somebody in your municipality, whatever town or city you live in, talking about what is going to happen with the state rebate, something they don't control. And that's talked about all the time about, oh, will it stay? Will it go? Will it be changed? You know, every single year, it's like they go through this in Albany.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how do you know what's going to happen with the state or the county or whoever else is also impacting and like playing this tug and pull game with your taxes on your home? And I think it's why a lot of people just like, look, I just want the status quo for my own personal sanity of not going through the process that the caller just laid out, or just because, look, it's what I budgeted for. I like my status quo of kind of knowing what to expect, yeah, and what's coming next. That gets under people's skin.
Yeah.
And in Amherst, by the way, it's a lose-lose for everybody, because even if you're in an area where your assessment means you could be paying lower on your taxes, the 11.4% increase would mean it's going to get blamed either way.
That still is going to affect everybody, right? So regardless of your assessment, but Brian, you mentioned those credits, those rebates. But you know, for a lot of people, you have to have the budget to have the money at the beginning, right? You have to have the money at some point, and then you get that rebate back. And I do think it's funny that elected leaders are using the excuse of, "Well, I'm raising taxes, but by the way, you're going to get this rebate." You know, as a give me the pass. You're getting the rebate that I have no control over.
Yeah. Everyone on the text board, thanks for the comments, and we'll get to a few of them right now. Somebody is saying in Cambria, went to 100% evaluation, paying $9,700 a year now in school and county tax, 1,700 square foot home. 17,000 would be pretty nice. somebody else, where was it? I just lost my pace here. Oh, that people are... All municipalities banking on you not contesting the assessment at the end of the day. And when you look at the process and how complicated it can be, and think of people in your life. Like, right, not everyone's an active homeowner who's like going out and doing these sorts of things and is totally aware of what they're paying for what. I mean, picture people in your own life going through those steps laid out by the caller. I can't for a lot of people.
But if it means money, a lot of people do get this energy you don't see at any other aspect of their life when money's on the line. I'm not saying everybody, Brian, because like you, I know of people that will hear that and say, I'll just do what they tell me. But when money's on the line, I think you see more people get off the couch and try to find a way to save a few bucks.
Well, maybe that's the case, and we'll see soon. I think, again, you know, it's Amherst right now. It was Cheektowaga a couple of years. It's everybody. It's Tonawanda right now, in the city of Tonawanda.
It was Clarence a few years ago,
right,
as well.
It's everybody at some point in time with this reassessment. But how has it changed your life? How has it changed what you pay? And just the home value thing. The home value thing, again, I have not seen, to my knowledge, I could be wrong, but I have not seen the example, at least in my neighborhood, where, you know, a house goes for sale and sells for a, you know, certain price, and then a bunch of people are running and jumping. And in my neighborhood, there's a lot of the people would be of the age where you'd be thinking of downsizing a little bit. But no one's ran and jumped at the, you know, prospect to sell now and downsize and move somewhere else because of what they've seen down the road. So I often tend to, you know, pump the brakes on when people start talking about their home value. You know, like, what does it actually mean to you? You know, real world value to you might not be as much as what your home value goes up in.
Like you said, most people aren't in a position to pack their bags up in. And again, it's a risk because in 10 years, what's your home value, right?
Yeah. Well, the COVID threw a wrench in home values and also threw a wrench in this, which is you see the home values go up. How about this? Third quarter earnings released last week. Personal care segment growing 8% in a Unilever's third quarter earnings report. 3.9% of that driven by a high volume of deodorant sales.
Oh.
And Joe, they're saying that ever since people started going back to the office after COVID, that whether it's Dove, Axe, Rexona, I'm not familiar with that one, but the maker of all those continued to build on growth because of what they are attributing to an increase in office goers. Good. Does how often you go somewhere dictate when you use deodorant?
No, and I know people are going to say it's, you know, you shouldn't. When I get out of the shower, I put deodorant on.
Who's going to say you shouldn't what?
Because some people say the aluminum, it's not good for you, you know,
no,
the
Joe,
stuff in deodorant.
I don't want to hear from people who say you shouldn't put on deodorant.
I put deodorant on after every shower.
Yes.
Okay.
End of discussion. Well, this amazed me because I'm like, I cannot believe, I don't care if you're not going to work or you're not going out anywhere, that you can just walk around
with stinky armpits,
free sweating, stinky you. Like, I'll even, not just after every shower, if I wake up in the morning, you know, it's been maybe a little bit since I showered and I'm going to the gym or something, I'll spray a little deodorant. I don't want to have the person next to me just faint and have a weight crush them.
Don't get me wrong, I love space around me at the gym, but I'm not going to create it that way.
Yeah. But I couldn't believe that. They're seeing a huge one. People, this is the quote, people didn't use deodorant as much when they were in lockdown or working from home, etc. I think we're seeing some of the recovery of that coming through, said their CFO. I will sit here and say, look, without a doubt in my mind, I use deodorant just as much in 2020 as I am right now in 2024. It has not changed. No matter what.
Yeah, no doubt. The problem is, Brian, I mean, there are people who have maybe gone back to work a few days a week, haven't gone back to the deodorant. Okay, you know those people are still out there, and hopefully this is like a PSA. Hey, join the club. Get back on board.
Are there people who haven't gone back?
I mean, I'm guessing. Not here. I mean, everyone here smells delicious.
I was
going to
say, if you said that, you probably have something in your head.
No, everyone here smells delicious, but come on. We've all passed by someone, you know, and thought, maybe they could use some deodorant.
I just didn't think that was something that was going to, like, that's part of your routine. Like, come on, you got to keep. Listen, you might have worn sweatpants all day, which a lot of us had. Yes. When you were staying home and not going into the office.
I still did the after shower deodorant.
You still put on deodorant before you put your clothes on.
Yeah, it's like a routine, right? It's something that just by habit, I walk out of the shower, I dry off. Oh, there's my deodorant stick. Boom, boom, to the day.
If anything, I took pleasure in being more clean than usual during that time.
Yeah.
You're not really doing much of anything,
I had
right?
more opportunities. I mean, I shower twice a day as it is, so.
Every day, twice a day?
Yeah. Before, end of the day and after the gym.
So the deodorant, you do that, you get out of the shower. What's the routine? Mine's deodorant, Q-tip in the ear. It bugs me. I know it says you're not supposed to stick them in the ear. Like, what else do you make them for? You put the Q-tip in the ear. Not so much for earwax, although it takes care of that problem too, but just, I cannot stand the feeling when you have like leftover water in your ear from the shower.
Yes.
Ah, it sticks with. If I ever forget, I have to run upstairs and go grab one. Or if you're out of Q-tips, just the worst. Q-tip, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
I'm a pretty low maintenance person, but if I don't have those two things,
yeah,
done. And it's doesn't matter if I'm going out or going right to bed. Those two things happen every single time.
100%. Dry off. I go deodorant and brush my teeth. I always brush my teeth while the towel's still on.
Oh, did I not say brush my teeth?
Yeah, I assumed.
I don't know. Not after a shower, necessarily.
Oh, I always brush my teeth after the shower, just in case I forget.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a morning, nighttime thing.
It's one of just those routine things. Okay, I'm out of my shower. You step, boom, boom, out the door.
I think people brush their teeth too often.
I do not believe
it. Too obsessed over it.
I wish I brushed my teeth more, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I just, you know, a couple times a day, that's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't go to a dentist for like 17 years. I went back. The guy was like, hey, you're looking great. Oh, I couldn't wait to. I was like, hang on. Can I call my wife? Can you say that right there? Just like she, always saying that I'm not going to have, you don't brush your teeth for long enough. You know, what is it? You didn't do the full 4 minutes. I think I'm good.
See, I got scared because I went 15 years without a cavity. And then I went on a run of like 4 straight years with cavities. And since then, I've just been scared of, okay, let's get everything out of that tube and brush our teeth as long as we can.
Yeah, I'll stop talking now just so karma doesn't bite me and I won't get anything there. But we'll be back tomorrow. You got David coming up next after the news with Lucas. Beautiful day. Hope everyone's enjoying it on WBEN.